This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about Facebook at 20. The site's origin story has been told over and over, the ambitious Harvard students making it all happen. But there is a different take out there about how all of this got going, one that has been tied to government activities and attempts to spy on citizens. And the timing of Facebook's launch has led to some speculation about it all. Grant Hill dug deeper into this.
In the 1980s, Chester Gordon Bell was one of the architects of the internet.
I'll say I'm one of the computing pioneers.
And that's just one of his achievements. Over the years, Gordon has made many other important contributions to the field of computing. So it wasn't all that surprising when, in 1997, one of his colleagues asked if he could preserve Gordon's work, scan all of his books into an archive about computer science history. The request gave Gordon an idea. Why stop at books and research papers?
So I said, why don't I see what it's like if you scanned everything in your life and put it online?
Information about his life that before would have been impossible to collect without the kind of emerging technology now at his disposal. He brought the idea to Microsoft and hired an assistant.
And we started scanning everything.
Emails, meetings, his online browsing history. It wasn't long before Gordon started to wear a camera around his neck that regularly snapped photos on a timer. He wore a GPS receiver that tracked his location, even an altimeter. The idea was to create a surrogate memory, a trove of stored data to supplement the flawed recall of his human mind.
It's really how I can go back and pinpoint something.
In 2002, Gordon and his team wrote their first paper about his experience documenting everything and the novel problems that came with organizing human life and all this new data electronically in a searchable and coherent way.
The main display line that I like to think of is really a timeline. I mean, I love timelines.
What may seem obvious now was anything but back then. He was blazing a new frontier. His team estimated that, minus video, an 80-year-old could jam all their data into just a terabyte of storage, a lifetime of memories on a thumb drive in your pocket. It wasn't long before people started paying attention to this new thing Gordon was up to, blending computing with cameras and sensors and memories. The practice became known as life logging, and eventually, the U.S. military came calling.
We talked about what they could do in the project.
Specifically, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, researchers who develop innovative and often secret technology for the U.S. military. In 2003, DARPA sought proposals for its own LifeLog program to research the potential applications of this new way of collecting, storing, and organizing memories. Gordon says he discussed ideas about life logging with Google Glass developer Thad Starner, who conducted DARPA-funded research on body-worn sensors for soldiers.
He couldn't tell us exactly all the things it was doing, but troops should wear it, go out on patrol, and gather information about different sites and things like that.
Researchers at DARPA believed that the library of data gathered via life logging could eventually be fed into AI models that could then predict human decision-making. But soon, word got out about the agency's ideas.
Then it became, I think, a kind of a hot potato.
Privacy advocates and lawmakers worried that the LifeLog program could be used for purposes other than tracking troop locations. Maybe all American lives would get logged, whether we wanted it or not. After 9/11, clandestine surveillance programs were being uncovered and stomped out left and right, causing a panic over privacy.
But I just want to share with you some of the privacy concerns that I think have already been mentioned by our chairman.
One of those programs was called Total Information Awareness. Its existence was revealed by the New York Times in 2002. Here's how the late Senator Carl Levin described the program then.
is a program to develop and integrate information technologies, enabling the intelligence community to sift through multiple databases, sources, passports, visas, work permits, driver's license, credit card transactions.
The description was comically menacing. The vision of a virtual centralized grand database on the actions of countless Americans and foreign nationals. Even the program's logo seemed ripped out of some conspiracy theory fever dream, the image of an all-knowing eye atop a pyramid gazing upon the world. It caused major concerns about civil liberties. If these tools fell into the wrong hands, say an American dictator, things could go south very quickly. So in 2003, Congress canceled the Total Information Awareness Program, and the whole issue also cast shade on the LifeLog program, which now seemed like just another excuse to pry.
Senators and whoever looked at it and said, oh, we can't be doing this surveillance stuff.
The creator of DARPA's LifeLog program later insisted the research had nothing to do with spying. But the damage was done. On February 4th, 2004, DARPA shut down LifeLog. February 4th, 2004. The very same day that a skinny college student officially launched a strange new website.
What is the Facebook exactly?
It's an online directory. You sign on, you make a profile about yourself by answering some questions, phone numbers, instant messaging screen names, anything you want to tell, interests, what books you like, movies.
To be clear, there is no evidence DARPA had a hand in the creation of Facebook. It sounds like something your weird uncle might post on Facebook. Or YouTube, for that matter.
Could this be a coincidence that Project LifeLog and Facebook happened in the same day?
Before the launch, Gordon Bell says it's no surprise that so many people were interested in LifeLogging for different reasons. Memories weren't just valuable to those who created them. The information within them was an untapped resource. Fungible data that could be bought, sold, analyzed, or tracked.
You know, in fact, I had a meeting at Facebook very early with them, and I said, one of the things you should do is make your timeline.
As for now-defunct secret government programs, computer scientist and former DARPA researcher Newton Lee says Facebook remains an indispensable tool for law enforcement and intelligence agencies by keeping the dream of total information awareness alive.
Sure, the program was, you know, canceled, but the idea still lingers.
Newton says thanks to social media sites like Facebook, that long-fabled all-knowing database has essentially arrived, with much of its information volunteered by users and often made available without a warrant.
Any legal entities such as, you know, the FBI can actually piece together your entire life.
Just like the internet, Gordon Bell knew LifeLogging would revolutionize society and what it means to be human. But today, he can't recall the last time he looked through his surrogate memory. His old photos have mostly become screensavers.
People say, what's a good app? Screensaver.
Yet the cameras and sensors keep getting smaller and cheaper and more accurate, capturing, uploading, and organizing every little detail of life inside this world Gordon helped build. And he insists the benefits of it all outweigh the drawbacks. Like the watch monitoring his heartbeat.
And the fact that somebody else has got a copy of this somewhere, you know, or looking at it, is personally not bothering me at all.
That story was reported by Grant Hill.